My name is Chris. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date's August 17, 2010. A little nervous, won't lie. All right, starting out. I'm an only child. I grew up, I didn't have any like young cousins or anything like that. I grew up around adults. So I considered myself pretty mature at a young age. I guess I was fooling myself. But as I got older, you know, my mom was 17 when she had me. I think my dad was like 20. They're still together. I really didn't have any traumatizing things that happened to me when I was younger. So I guess it's more jumping right into high school. You know, of course, I wanted to fit in. I've always wanted to be the cool kid. So that's what I tried to do. I got on the football team. I got to know the older people. And it was fun. There was a lot of people to hang out with. There was a lot of people to call every night. But I actually didn't start drinking or doing any other substances until I was 16 or 17. And I remember the first night I got drunk, it was with one of these guys that was like a brother to me. And it was me and my girlfriend's 9-month anniversary. So we thought we'd go out and get drunk together. So we went, and my buddy says, "All right, so you think you can hang?" I'm like, "Of course." He slapped that bottle of vodka on the table, and we were at it. Proudly, I won. By the end of the night, I wasn't the winner. I was hanging on the toilet, and I'll never forget, I was just dry heaving like hell, and it hurt. And my buddy walks in, he's like, "Will you shut up?" Like, a few choice words. And I said, "Man, I cannot throw up, and I feel like shit." So he said, I can help you." I said, "All right." So he's at the end of the hall, and I'm bent over the toilet, and he comes over and goes, it worked. I started puking, and I was pissed because my ribs hurt. He ended up actually just rolling me into the bathtub and turning it on, shoes and all, and I can remember laying there and just after I threw up with this smile like, yes, this is awesome. I can't wait for next weekend. So that became my weekend thing of just drinking, you know. We'd go to the cul-de-sac and the stupidest games of let's wait for the beer to get warm and let's see who can drink them all. I'm competitive. I like to win. So we woke up the next day and my buddy's mom was pissed. She told us to go hose down the cul-de-sac. We were like, "What are you talking about?" Well, we walked out and there was five of us that played this great game. And there was five piles all around this cul-de-sac. That sucked too. And then that was just, I was having fun, I guess. Sounded like fun. Then I went to college, and I actually got to go up to, I went to Florida State, and I went the summer before I was a freshman, and it was 6 weeks to school, and me and my best friend went up, and we had a pact from the time we got in the car. We were getting wasted every single night. So that's what we did, and it was fun for the time being. Gained 20 pounds in 6 weeks. That sucked. And then freshman year came, and the girlfriend wasn't too happy that I knew a lot of people, and they were females. That 6 weeks was great. And I decided to rush a fraternity. Thought that'd be a good idea, keep me out of trouble. with the same guys I was thrown up with in the cul-de-sac. So I did that for a little while until my grades started slipping and my parents were like, look, you're gonna come back home. And all I could think was, hell no, this is way too much fun. I'm not going home. So I dropped the fraternity and just partied with everybody else. And, you know, sophomore year came and it was awesome. I had my own apartment, lived with one of my best friends. And there was nobody to tell you what to do. And then I found out you actually have to go to class to pass them. And that sucked, because that really interfered with the pool parties and everything else. So I said, fuck school, and just hung out. Got a job, stayed up there, told everybody I was still going to school. Yeah, I still get crap for that from the grandparents. And just did stupid stuff, I guess, when I was drunk. I mean, for instance, let me drop it back to senior year of high school real quick. I was at a party and had a little too much to drink, and I decided it would be a great idea to let my best friends brand my back with a cigarette. Come on, put a smiley face on my back, dude. You're my best friend. Are you sure, bro? Yeah, this is gonna be awesome. It wasn't awesome. I still have that smiley face on my back. The parents weren't happy either. For some reason, cigarettes seem to just get me. I don't know why. It's a tough thing, I guess, for me to just be like, oh yeah? Yeah, I'm crazy. I don't know what people thought about that. But back up to college, you know, just getting hammered every night, and the girlfriend was not really liking it. She told me she couldn't have fun because she always had to babysit me, and I could not understand that. I was like, I can take care of myself. She's like, yeah, but when they escort you out of the bar and you're walking the wrong way home, who's gonna take care of you? I wasn't walking the wrong way. I wanted to walk this way. I was gonna go around the block. So she definitely babysat me, and I guess enabled me, because I never had to drive. None of my friends asked me to drive. Only to this day, now in the last 38 days, they'll call me. Hey man, can you give me a ride? Yeah, no problem. But it was normally, hey, I'll drive out to the bar. And they go, who's driving back? Not me. You can drive my car, or we can take a cab home. And I thought that was just me being smart. Went on a cruise, and went with a bunch of buddies and their girlfriends, and oh, I got engaged. Same girl. I don't know what she was thinking. And we all decided to go on a cruise to Mexico and, you know, just bring bottles. That's what everybody does. So we did that, and I spent a day and a half in a wheelchair on the cruise, and $60 for an ace bandage and an aspirin, I think it was. I was not happy. I thought it was a good idea to jump the stairwell. Of course, I was completely blacked out, and I really thought I could make it. And my one buddy's laughing, and that just pissed me off. And I was like, you don't think I can do it? Well, I'll show him. So I did, but when I landed, my feet didn't stay under me, and I thought I broke my ankle. So there I am laying on the floor and my buddy laughing at me, and I didn't think it was funny at this time. And my two buddies come running up and they're like, holy shit, man, did you hear who fell? And at this time I'm leaned against the wall. And I was like, yeah, I did. It was me. Like, oh man, I could hear you three floors down. It's like, sweet. All right, not so bad. So we did that, and once again, the girlfriend, fiance, was a little disappointed because I had embarrassed her. I thought I was being cool, and she didn't think it was cool. So I stayed up in Florida State until she graduated, and we decided to move back. Oh no, that's when we got engaged. We moved back, and we decided to get a place together. And started messing with other things, like baby powderish stuff. And she really didn't like that. And then I could just drink longer. And it was good for me. I liked it. I got to hang out all night, you know. Why is everybody going to bed? I'm having a great time. Let's open this bottle. So in that time of coming back, some of my best friends, for some reason I wanted to fight them. I've started to learn that was a lot of the alcohol, because when I was drinking, I thought it, everybody, when you drank, it's a lot of alcohol, I blacked out. And I thought that was normal. And my line was, bro, come on, dude, you know me. I was blacked out. My bad. Well, they got tired of hearing that. And so did the fiance. And she woke up one day and said, I can't do it anymore. And I was like, well, you're quitting your job? What do you mean you can't do it anymore? I'm not really sure I understand this. She's like, no, you gotta pack your shit. And I was like, for the weekend? All right, I'll go for the weekend. And I did go for the weekend. And I ended up breaking my windshield, because that was a good idea. Because I was mad that she made me stay out of the house. So eventually that happened. And then I lived with a buddy and went out every night. And nothing got better. Just kept blacking out. And finally decided that I couldn't keep living the life that I was living. And I actually just called it a rehab, but they were full. So I decided to go to AA. And that's where I met a good friend here. And I've got a lot of good friends now. And they took me under their wing, and I appreciate that. Because it's true, you know, without that, I'd either be in jail, dead, or have killed somebody else. So I do thank you guys for my sobriety.
Thank you, Chris. At this time, we will be passing the baton.